Hello, sir. Thank you for calling, and what's on your mind?
Well, hey, I was calling in. My wife was diagnosed with Parkinson's a couple of years ago, and we've been trying to look for natural routes. She's now been on LDN for about 4 months, and we're not really making much headway with that, and just kind of curious to your thoughts of what some other options may be.
Okay, sir. A group of Italian neurologists just a couple years ago published something that was particularly pertinent to early Parkinson's, and I'd have to go back and read them to see if a couple of years qualifies, but I think it does. Now, what did they do? They had injections of vitamin B1. I'm not kidding you, and they specified injections, and I'll tell you why in a moment. They had injections of vitamin B1 given a couple times a week, and some of those cases of early Parkinson's, the Parkinson's disappeared. I am not kidding you. I'm not at all. I'll tell you how to look it up shortly online. Okay.
Sure.
Now, why did they do that? And what's this big deal about the injection? Which, by the way, people can do for themselves at home if they just learn from their natural medicine doctor, because nobody ever OD'd on vitamin B1. You'd have to fill your bathtub and drown in it to really overdose. Anyway, the reason they gave the injections is they said they thought there was a defect in vitamin B1, which is also called thiamine, in the vitamin B1/thiamine transporter system in the brain. Apparently, our brains need a transporter system to carry the vitamin B1 around, and when you give a big old shot of vitamin B1, it all gets in the system, bang, like that, and somehow it was capable of overcoming this transporter defect just because there's so much of it, and some of those cases of early Parkinson's turned around and went away. Now, they also did studies on people who had well-established Parkinson's and were using either patent medicines or whatever they were doing, and what they found there was that even in those folks, they had some improvement in symptoms, although their Parkinson's did not go away. Now, I should tell you, sir, that the original treatment for Parkinson's was, oh my gosh, and totally natural. It was called L-DOPA. You've probably read about that online. DOPA, dopamine, those are two natural neurotransmitters in our brains. So I'm not trying to sell you at all that the vitamin B1 is the only answer, but since this is a two-year-old diagnosis, apparently, I would very strongly suggest you work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And where do you want to read about this online? Well, you put in the researcher's name, Constantini. He was the lead researcher, Constant, just like Constant, and then I-N-I, because the guy's Italian, and it was done at an Italian university. So you put in Constantini and Parkinson's into your search engine, and odds are very good, because I just did that 2 weeks ago and found it. That you can find his stuff, and if you want to get a little more scientific, go to PubMed, P-U-B-M-E-D, and that's the Natural Library of Medicine search engine, and put in Constantini and Parkinson's over there, and up will come a bunch of stuff about this, sir. So that's the first thing I'd be thinking of for somebody who is recently, and 2 years is relatively recently diagnosed, but I'd go check in with a doc skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about how to give vitamin B1 shots and what schedule and how much and all that kind of stuff. And there you go, sir. And by the way, that doesn't mean we'd be neglecting the other things that might be useful. But
sure,
as I say, this would be the first thing, and natural things too, not patent medicines. This would be the first thing to try.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, and good luck with that. And we do work with the Sitoma Clinic, but there are a number of other natural medicine doctors in our area who know what they're doing too. So good luck, sir.